giving a voice to the silent majority. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
All right, continuing now. Congressman Tim Walberg is here. Congressman, it's amazing, but in the last handful of days, we have seen a shift in the narrative, finally. Jay Johnson led the narrative shift, Jay Johnson being the director of Homeland Security under Barack Obama, saying, yes, we have a crisis at the southern border, dismissing all the nonsense and all the people on the news media that were regurgitating, oh, it's not a crisis, it's manufactured, the president's making it up. No, no, he's not. Jay Johnson, Kirstjen Nielsen, now actual reports on NBC, CBS, The Washington Post, New York Times, all saying it is a crisis at the border and that we are overwhelmed. It took a while, but finally they couldn't deny the truth anymore. I'll say this, you don't have to, but the media whores have finally been held to account along with those in politics that are trying to make it a political win and not a win for the American people. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a crisis for quite some time, and now they can't hide it because there are sick people being put in situations that we can't even take care of. We're having our law enforcement entities, our Border Patrol and others, spending more time dealing with the sick people that are coming across, who have been hurt, some who have been raped in the process of coming in these caravans, are arriving here with illnesses that we aren't prepared to care for on the border. We're spending more time dealing with that. If that's not a humanitarian crisis that we ought to feel compassion towards and do whatever is possible to say, listen, by taking this unnecessary trip without knowing for sure that you can come across here with asylum papers that are legitimate, we are putting people in a hardship bind. And that's what these anti-Trumpers who want to say that we ought to have an open border with no care for whatever has gone on in the past, including President Obama, who did not have an open border, or any other president, just for political reasons. It's a terrible situation, and now it can't be hidden, but we've got a problem that we can't deal with without having a unified effort from Congress to give this president all they need to care for the security, safety of our citizens, first and foremost.
Let me ask you this. Do you support the idea if he says, because he said it a few times recently, he says, if we have to shut down the entire border, I'll do it. He goes, I like trade, but our security, our sovereignty is more important. Your thoughts?
Our sovereignty is more important. Our sovereignty is more important. And hopefully we don't have to shut the border down because of the trade issues that impact our people again, our businesses and our industry. But what is also taking place, and the president made this statement the other night when he spoke to us here in Washington, that because of making that threat, it's causing Mexico and Canada to step back a little bit, especially Mexico, and say, okay, we will attempt to assist you with the border control.
Yeah, but you
cannot suffer.
You're missing the big crisis out of all of this. The big thing, apparently, is if we close the border, we might not have avocados. You see, you're missing the important consideration, Congressman. You're dismissing the fact that the Haas avocado industry could be hard hit in Mexico, and we won't have guacamole here in the States.
Well, I love my guacamole, but I also want to make sure that Chrysler, that Ford, that GM have the parts they have at the present time. But in the future, I want to see these parts produced right here in the United States and our own workers supplying them. And any trade we have is good trade with other countries, but America first.
Yeah, I agree with that. Congressman Tim Walberg here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. Let me ask you this. On another note, I want to ask you about Nuzzlegate, the whole Joe Biden controversy about, you know, burying his head in the back of women's hair and whatever and whatnot. Unsettling to me, but I don't think it rises to the level of, some called it sexual assault. I don't see that, but it's an uncomfortable place to be, and it's the talk of a lot of the programming now and a lot of people discussing whether or not Joe Biden should not be considering a run for the presidency. Do you think that will dismiss him or disqualify him? What are your thoughts?
It very well could. This radical left, the socialist Democrats, will stop at nothing. And while Joe Biden may have come to a point in time where he ought to rethink a little bit how he hugs and all of that, yeah, I don't see, and I haven't heard people say that they ever felt that he's a predator. And I say that as a kind of staid Swede who it took a long time for me to get to the point where I could give a person a hug in an appropriate way. So I don't want to see that end now that I've come this far. But Joe Biden is an enemy to the progressive, or I'd say regressive left, the socialist Democrat right now, that want to move their party and our country into a design that was never intended. It would never work for a country with free people making free decisions and opportunities. So this is a distraction that they're trying to cull out their own herd of radical socialist Democrats who are running for the White House right now, and every one of them is, except maybe Joe Biden. But in the end, he's a progressive at the point that goes away from what America does best, and that's export freedom.
Donald Trump just tweeted this second that the Republican Party is the party of the American dream, ! I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely true. We believe in freedom. We believe in opportunity. We believe in free enterprise that lifts people out of whatever they are in, gives them the opportunity to be free and successful and do things for themselves without the fear of government invading their lives.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, always great having you here. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk soon.
You as well. Thanks so much.
There you have it. Bye. Congressman Tim Walberg, he's here on Thursdays, and we sort through all sorts of things. In hour number three here today, Mike Doherty will be here. Michael Doherty, he's been let out, and so he's free on the streets. We'll talk about that. A big story from the Lions football camp. We'll talk about that coming up as well here on the Steve Gruber Show. So get ready for hour number three. Quick break. We'll be right back. Sit tight.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.